This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
In the car, keep us.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, west. We're out west. Ashburn, VA. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Good spirited practice out there. Got some notes, but I think we start with yesterday. You were honored going into the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame for that famous 91 Redskins team that was just one of the best ever. Just an absolute freight train. How was it?
It was fun, you know, getting a chance to see Tim. I hadn't seen Tim Johnson in a long time. You know, getting that group together, it's like we just were together yesterday. We had Raleigh McKenzie, Gary Clark, Charles Mann, Ricky Irvins, Chip Lowmiller, Tim Johnson, as I mentioned earlier, and Mark Rippon. All of us was there to take the honor for the whole team, and it feels good, you know. Like it's, I've never been in a Ring of Fame or something like that, a Hall of Fame, where I'm in there as an individual and with a team.
Yeah.
So that's fun. That's a lot
cool.
of fun, man.
And
then I got to see my favorite two girls yesterday, man.
So that was cool.
Shelby and Angel.
So we went to the Nats game yesterday, and B came and said hello to the girls. It was very nice. We took a photo, and in the photo, my youngest daughter was pulling down my shirt. So I look like I'm 600 pounds in this photo.
No, you don't.
And Beamish wants me to post
like
it,
you just
and
look
I will
like you're
not.
6 months. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a six in there.
It's a six in there for sure. The Nats game, the weather was perfect. This is not you expressing criticism. This is solely me. If you're going to do that Hall of Fame thing, do it closer to the first pitch so there's people there. I actually arrived to a place early, which is pretty big deal, because I wanted to see it. I wanted to see you. I wanted to see Locker, Alonzo Mourning. Like, I just wanted to see it. And all of the people that got in, that got
Elena Beard,
voted
Mia
in, right?
Ham.
Yeah, dude, all of it.
Shafakin, Rich.
Yeah.
Hoyas win.
So we walked in the stadium at 1 o'clock. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right, I'm 35 minutes before first pitch. Like, I'm in good shape. And then it was already over.
It had been done already.
Started closer to the pitch. Like,
it was like 11 something, I think, when it happened.
That doesn't make any sense.
I've done it before, and it was like that. And I think in previous years, there were a lot of people there at that time.
Yeah.
Not yesterday.
Yeah.
But yesterday wasn't a lot of people during the game. Because like I told Mark, I said, well, because I went to ride bikes yesterday, and I was like, damn, I just looked at this thing. I got to be there at 11 o'clock. So I said, but, bro, you don't have to be there at 11 o'clock. You come closer to 1:30. And he showed up right around 1:35. But, hell, if he'd got there at 1 o'clock, like you said, wouldn't have seen it.
We had a full day yesterday.
But it may be a Major League Baseball thing by having all those different people down there at that moment.
Yeah.
So
that's true. And then we ended the night. We went over to MGM National Harbor, Mike Rizzo's charity. Mike and Jody Rizzo have this charity blackjack tournament every year where they raise a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Just an awesome event, really fun. And it was great to talk to Riz, and he's living his best life, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just having a blast. There were all sorts of players there, former players. We did not win it. I got to the second round, went down swinging with a – blackjack tournaments are very strange.
Yeah.
Because it's not how you would normally play blackjack. You know what I mean? Like, you're normally when you play blackjack, you're rooting for the whole table. You're just rooting against the dealer. This is very different because you're, like, rooting against the people at your table. Shout out to Donna.
Donna was rolling, man.
I sat with this woman, Donna. I think it was Donna Preston. I don't remember her last name. But Donna was not a blackjack player. And at two consecutive tables, she advanced from the second round to take me down. At the first table, she went all in on the last hand. So these blackjack tournaments are interesting. The last, so it's 10 hands.
Yeah.
And it can go fast, it can go short, whatever. And on the last hand at our first table, she was not in good shape to advance. She went all in, bang, got blackjack. Donna's through to the next round.
You got to be able to lay it down, man.
Dude, she did it again at the second table to advance, to take me and this other dude out. And I was just like, I wanted Donna to win. It's my understanding she came in second.
Wow.
Couldn't have been a nicer lady. Just a really cool, fun night. The weather was perfect.
Totally.
I love MGM National Harbor. I just love going over there. I love Mike and Jody Rizzo. They're just such good people. You know, I think my stance has been pretty clear about everything going on with the Nationals. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We were there yesterday, B. I believe they just set a record for most hits given up in a three-game series. And Riz and Davey aren't around to kick anymore.
Yeah.
So I know what the constant is, and it's at the level above management. I'm rooting for DeBartolo. I hope everything goes great. But it's tough to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
The only positive I got from the Nats game yesterday, and I don't know if you saw it because I feel like I asked you about it. That catcher that came in, Millis, I'm not exaggerating. He's the fastest catcher I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most catchers are kind of built like Jeff, like a little thicker, big ass. I don't even mean it mean. Like,
are you looking at Jeff like that now?
No, but like if Jeff told you he played catcher in baseball, I'd be like, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
The dude, Millis, was built like he looked like a fourth outfielder or something, and he was super fast. So that was impressive. I enjoyed that. Now it's back to football mode. Tomorrow, Brian and I will travel up to New England. I am really excited to see these joint practices against against somebody else.
We just did a show talking about that. Both London and I were sitting there, and I'm like, listen, man, no matter how much you want to say it's not true, you get to a point in practice where the defensive backs, the defensive players, the offensive players, they're no longer reacting to stuff. They know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Because if I'm around you every day, I know what the hell your offense is. I know what your signals are. I know what your calls are. Vice versa. Now, this is a time when you're going to realize, can people, you know, take that what you know from watching film to the field, okay? Because when they go against New England now, they're not going to know everything. And they basically only practicing against them on Wednesday.
Yep.
So you don't get that second day of Thursday where now, oh, I could jump some stuff. No. We're going to find out how they can really study and what guys can truly react, you know, to what's happening out there.
Totally. And, dude, I think this rookie draft class is starting to impress me pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been trying to slow the hype train just because you don't want too much too soon talking about young guys that are making plays in July and August. But the Bill Merritt stuff is very real. Every day he's making plays that you're like, this kid's got something.
Hey, you know, I have a little thing I used to always say when I was doing this show, get your name called.
Right.
He does it every day. Lane does it every day. Sharon Steele does it every day. Jaden does it every day. You know, you start to see those names. Owen seems to pop up very often. And it's great to see young guys getting that done. You know, the veteran guys, you expect them to do stuff. But the younger guys are the ones that I want to see constantly, constantly make something happen. This thing is about stacking.
Right.
And you do it for years and years and years. They're getting a great start on it right now.
Madrano's been
– Cade has done – he's showing speed. some tenacity out there. So I've been impressed with them.
Yeah, man. Me too. So today I'm actually excited. We haven't heard officially on the record from Cliff or Joe Witt, Cliff Kingsbury or Joe Witt, I think in months. I'm trying to think the last time
it's
we heard from them. So both Kingsbury and Witt will talk today. We're going to do our best to take those live, but you're going to get to hear them for sure during the program. I believe at noon, David Aldridge is going to join us. And then at 1 o'clock, the mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, will join us.
He's the mouth of everything, north, south, east, and west.
I'm excited for all of that. B, I'm curious, man, and I understand these are veteran players, but, like, Marcus Mariota and Noah Brown are almost ghosts out here. Like, we just don't see them. Mm-hmm. And Mariota at least went a little bit the other day and then went back inside. And maybe that was planned for him to go back inside. I was a little surprised he went back inside. Players have talked about how DQ takes care of his vets.
Mm-hmm.
At what point, and I'm not saying it's now, but, like, at what point is any of that eyebrow raising?
It's only eyebrow raising if you think there's some type of injury. I mean, if they haven't discussed an injury and he's not on the injury report, you can't worry about it. Because we've already talked about how much he takes care of players. We have watched them have practices, days where they didn't practice, then the next day the veteran get a day off. That sounds odd, but he's done it, you know? So maybe, just maybe, he knows what those two guys can do and when they can help. And maybe they're just looking at other people. You know, that could be it. But it could be as simple as that. Or it could be a lot. But I'm not going to raise my – I think if it was Jaden Daniels going inside, it would be something that I raise my eyebrow at. Right now, I really think they're looking at the two other guys in hair and
– Hartman. I like just calling them hair.
Hair and Johnson. They're looking at those guys.
Who do you think starts Friday night? It's a game week, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If anything, I can see Mariota coming and get a quick little something, and then those other two take over the rest of the game.
You think?
I can see Jaden not playing at all.
I don't think Jaden plays at all. Yeah. I think that would be correct if this Mariota situation hadn't been. I almost think Hartman starts and it's just the two of them the whole time.
You think what?
I almost think Hartman starts and it's just the two of them.
It could be.
The whole time. I'm not sure, but I think it'll
be. Did anybody ask him any questions about Mariota?
Yeah, I did the other day.
And his favorite comment. He gave you the Kimbe?
Hold on, I'll pull it up. What was the other day? Was it August on Saturday? It was.
Saturday was August
2nd.
Was it 2nd? Yesterday was the 4th. So Saturday, Friday was the 2nd.
Today's the 4th.
Today the 4th, yeah, yes, the 3rd, so 2nd, yeah, 2nd.
Yeah, all right. So I asked, kind of what's the situation at quarterback beyond Jaden, and DQ responded. Marcus is back full at it today. So this was Saturday morning, and Marcus did team drills Saturday, but then left the field.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Marcus is full back at it today, and so that will adjust, but that is the silver lining that happens where Josh and Sam got more reps. They're certainly in their own battle as we're looking at the third quarterback spot. So often we say at this starting spot or this starting spot, but there's this type of competition all over, and there's a long way to go for that. But we're going to be creative in how we get the playing time for them. And some of that will include game time, and we'll look forward to that. But we've not finalized any of that until we kind of get ready for our trip. We're kind of in this space. We'll take a day, and then we'll begin to prep for New England and how much practice versus playing along those lines.
See, the fact that he mentioned those two guys in competition,
yeah,
I can see that being a reason that they're doing it like that.
I'll be honest. So last year with Driscoll here and Hartman being a rookie, watching practice, there was never a question to me that Driscoll was the third quarterback.
Uh-huh.
There was never a question. And you kind of saw it in the order of reps and everything, right? I think this is more of a real competition than, frankly, I was expecting for the third quarterback spot.
You wanted to be right. I mean, did Hartman make a jump? Or do you go with a veteran guy? That's the thing of it. Like, if that young guy did make that hell of a jump, it's a little cheaper, you know, and you can make a move with it. You could probably begin to look at something progressing. But if he's not, I'm going to go with the guy I have to put less work into.
Well, and the other part of it with Johnson, I mean, Josh Johnson has been on a lot of teams.
He's probably been on every team here.
I think, I don't know this, and these preseason games are really going to matter in this kind of battle. But with Josh Johnson, if you do have to cut him, you could probably get him back later. Like, I mean, he has been on Tampa, Baltimore, Washington, Jets, Bengals, Niners, Cleveland. Like, he's been everywhere for a lot of time. And that includes some stints in the XFL, the AFL. There's probably some practice squad stints that aren't even on here. Johnson's a total pro. Like, if you do decide to go with Hartman, and then you have to bring Johnson back in November,
he'll probably be there.
He'll be like, cool, no problem. I don't know that if you try to sneak Hartman to your practice squad, I don't know that somebody else. Hartman has looked good this camp, and I wouldn't have said that last year.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's young enough, and other people who had a nice grade on him before, that doesn't leave.
Right.
And they may try and just say, let's pull him in and see what he can do. New Orleans might want to call him.
The questions with Sam are physical, I think, right? Like, he's just, I mean.
He's better than Shook. I've been looking at the Shook comments all day from my whole Louisiana crew. They say that dude's trash.
so, I mean, when we saw him last year, he was terrible.
I mean, you throw it in the dirt. And,
I mean, who was it that came in the second half? The kid from
No, that wasn't that kid. I'm talking about Shook.
Right. The second half, the kid came in and was good.
That was the kid.
Oh, no, Shook, you're talking about the Louisville kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's who was that dude?
The guy last year?
Remember his picture? Lanville, who was that dude that started for the Saints? Oh, God.
Oh, like then they brought the other kid in. Or something? Hanner?
Yeah.
Jake Hanner, says Brian.
Remember that picture?
It's Nick a rough Hanner? Picture.
Yeah.
That picture was bad, dude.
Yeah.
It almost looked like he was, like, photoshopped in. Jake Hanner. That was a tough photo, man. Who's the guy that came in at halftime and kind of turned it around? I think he played at South Carolina. He was a rookie. Gosh, how are we blanking on this so fast?
Spencer Rattler.
Jake Hanner?
Spencer Rattler. Thank you. now I got this Jake Hanner picture on my computer. I don't know that I can focus. I have a tough time focusing anyway. Landfill, CK made a funny joke Friday when we were in the office. He said, yeah, if you want to get on the B. Mitch and Finley program, just walk by the studio. Because I get distracted and just ask for people to join us.
I heard
there's
this
Jake
funny
Hanner picture. It was very funny. Been a good start to the day. We're going to have a lot going on here in a few minutes as practice will wrap up. Just a little one-off thing. Matt Gay's been quite good in live kicking.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, last year they wanted to sign a veteran that they just trusted and not have a competition. And they thought they did that with McManus. And then obviously the McManus situation unfolded and they felt they had to just release him.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Matt Gay, there's clearly no situations. And I think he's the real deal, man. I think they are quite confident in him and for good reason.
Totally. I mean, I haven't seen him miss one yet, so I'm just going to stick with that.
Yeah.
You know, if you see a guy miss it, then you start to ask questions. He hasn't, so.
Right. All right, here's the plan here. We're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury. We're going to hear from Joe Witt. We're kind of – so everybody understands, training camp is kind of TBD. We're all just kind of floating on the schedule of the football team to determine how we schedule everything else out. Then David Aldridge will join us at noon and Fred Smoot at 1 o'clock. Plus, we're going to be giving away some tickets a little later in the show. Before we go, though, got to tell you about my good friend John Leahy. The housing market is getting a little complicated. All of a sudden, buyers have the advantage. Do sellers have the advantage? You need an expert. You need somebody that's going to take the stress off your plate and get your house sold for top dollar. You need John Leahy.
Just like Ashley. Ashley had purchased our Upper Marlboro home 2 years ago, but it hadn't gained any equity. For her, it had become time to sell. John Leahy and the Fine Living Group went right to work, and it certainly didn't take long. The property was under contract within 3 days and sold for the very price that John and his team had recommended in only 2 months. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of the John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time. Nobody does that.
You know why he's not stressed? Because he's got 10,000 people on a list ready to buy homes, pre-approved mortgages, all of it. They are ready to roll. When they find the right house, John just calls them and they say, send the paperwork. It's that simple, man. He's got pre-approved buyers. That's such a huge difference. Somebody can come in and tell you they love your house, but if they can't get a mortgage on it, they're not going to buy that thing. John only works with the pre-approved so things can move fast. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.